Welcome to the Gen Z Stoic Podcast,
where every week we strive to lead younger generations on a path to virtue through the insight of Stoic teachings and personal stories from our lives as Gen Z Stoics. Welcome to this week's episode of the Gen Z Stoic Podcast. I'm your co-host, Ren.
And I'm your co-host, Mateo. And today, we will be having a discussion about celebrities, a Stoic discussion on celebrities. We will be talking about the role that celebrities play, you know, as like a role model for the younger generation, sort of how Stoics would look at the modern celebrity, and overall just an open discussion around, I guess, sort of our, a little bit of personal insight on our opinions on celebrities as well.
Yeah, so celebrity life is kind of all-encompassing nowadays. You have the internet and social media, I think, to thank for that, where they're always constantly in your feed. And that's not necessarily a bad or good thing. But celebrities have seen an increased role in things outside of entertainment, where you see politics, which this is nothing new. I mean, Ronald Reagan was an actor. Arnold Schwarzenegger, governor of California, was also an actor, bodybuilder, very famous guy. Somebody we both really, you know, enjoy listening to. But these celebrities have this increased influence in politics and in culture and society, and have now become really role models for people in a lot of ways. You see it all the time, how we talk about how, you know, you have to have representation of certain groups, you know, and they're role models to that group and all of this kind of thought process. And that's certainly true, that a lot of celebrities have a following of people who idolize them and put them on this pedestal and make them their role model. And today we're going to be discussing some of the downsides of this, some of the downsides of making celebrities role models, giving celebrities this pedestal, treating them specially, why they aren't good in these roles, why they generally seem to be more immoral than the general population, which there's a lot of factors that go into that, and why fame is inherently bad. And I think that's what we can start with today, is why fame certainly has some inherently bad aspects to it. Now, fame is not for everybody, and some people, we were just discussing this, some people may actually like this more than others, but fame inherently with it brings a lack of privacy. And it's something that actually Marcus Aurelius talks about a couple of times, where he talks about why fame is not that great. And there's a lack of privacy element that he mentions. There's also an element of the legacy that it leaves, and the legacy is very fleeting. I believe there's a quote where he mentions that one day, you know, you're famous, and the next day it brings contempt, and then nobody remembers you. And that's certainly true in the role of fame. Fame in modern society, especially where we have cameras and phones and things that can record you 24/7, means absolutely no privacy whatsoever. And when we think about celebrities, it's kind of a very vague, broad term. So some celebrities certainly are going to have more of a degree of privacy than others. If you have maybe like a podcast, like to take this podcast, for example, if you have a podcast and you get famous from that, maybe you're going to have less attention given to you because it's just like your voice or something, rather than you're an actor, you're a big movie star, then obviously there's going to be a lot more scrutiny and attention. And that element, I think the restriction of privacy does not really allow you as a human being to flourish. If you are constantly being monitored, constantly being recorded, you don't really get to live a fulfilling life. And I think that's why we see a lot of celebrities struggle with substance abuse and mental health issues and things of that nature. So, you know, the kind of theme of today's episode seems to be very negative towards celebrities. But I think what you'll notice, especially in a lot of kind of our themes, is that it's not really celebrities' fault. And it's actually more in the way we treat celebrities that the issue lies in. But fame inherently has these negative aspects of a lack of privacy, a lack of true fulfillment. And ultimately, if you know you don't use your platform correctly, which a lot of celebrities, and we'll get into this later, don't use their platform correctly, it leads to a very negative legacy. And these factors, you know, while fame is nice and it can make you a lot of money, these factors contribute to make fame inherently bad unless you know how to use your platform and you're lucky enough to maintain some degree of privacy.
And I would say the one thing, like the sort of disclaimer we would like to make, is this is not, you know, a diss at all celebrities or at necessarily celebrities in general. This is more of just, like you said, it's how we have sort of put celebrities on a pedestal, and how the population of people who aren't in the celebrity realm have treated these celebrities. And your point about like the scrutiny and the loss of privacy, that's an important starting point, because I don't think people truly understand how difficult it would actually be to every single day you have to wake up and almost prove yourself to people. You have to look a certain way for certain people. You have to fit a certain persona for certain people. And a big thing that comes from that is like an identity crisis, right? When you become super famous, you know, it's known that you sort of blur the lines between who you're supposed to be to the public and who you actually are. And so a lot of these celebrities, I mean, they gain a huge following pretending to be somebody. And then you feel like you're trapped in this, you know, fake persona that you've been playing. And then that leads to, like you said, a lot of mental health issues. And a big thing as well, like you said, is addiction. You see a lot of celebrities struggling with substance abuse, which is a very sad reality, because it's very accessible, you know, especially in Hollywood, but that's an entire another discussion. But the access that they have, you know, because typically we know that with fame comes a lot of money and a lot of influence. And so with a lot of money, you have a lot of freedom to make the decisions and buy whatever you want. Another thing about celebrities I would like to add when it comes to, you know, mental health as well, is there's a problem, because we have put we hold celebrities so high, to such a high standard, right? And now more than ever, I mean, social media is taking off, and whether we want to admit it or not, when I say we hold celebrities to a high standard, this is what I mean. I'll take Doja Cat, for example. And if you don't know who Doja Cat is, she's a singer, basically. People, you know, you ever hear people say, oh, I miss the old, you know, X person. I miss the old Doja Cat, or I miss the old, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger or whatever. No one really says that about Arnold, but that's what they say. Oh, I miss the old person. And so that's like a bringing back to the point, that's trapping people into one personality. And if we know anything about stoicism, there is an emphasis on continual growth. So while we're sort of saying, oh, I miss the old person, I only like this version of them, I mean, that goes exactly against what stoicism is. And that's confiding them to only being one person for, I mean, their entire career, which is very unhealthy and leads to a lot of mental health issues within the celebrities. And that ultimately, you know, leads us to resent celebrities. We're like, oh, I can't believe they would go and endorse this, or I can't believe they would make music like this, or go act in a movie like this, whatever it is. And then it sort of creates like that toxic culture, you know, between celebrity and, I guess, the normal people who aren't famous, but you get what I'm saying.
And it's interesting enough, there's a degree of stoicism present in how people handle that. You know, stoicism offers a solution of, you really shouldn't care about what other people think. You know, you give very little credit to your own opinion, but you give credit to others' opinions. There's a lot of quotes in that arena. And a lot of celebrities who you see say that they associate with Stoic values, or they go on the Daily Stoic, like Arnold or Matthew McConaughey, people like that, have employed Stoic tendencies to be able to survive this, so that they can live a somewhat healthy life, and a life that is fulfilling to them, and a life that they are successful in handling this fame and this attention and this pressure. And that's because they've employed these Stoic values. And I think an element of that is, we like the persona of celebrities. We don't like the person behind the celebrity. We like the persona that they portray. You know, if you have Tom Cruise, for example, has like this tiny tough guy persona that he portrays in all his movies. I don't know Tom Cruise, so I don't know if that's his actual personality, but that's what we like. We like the persona instead of the actual person. And so as a celebrity, when you have a platform, you have fame, there's a certain degree of persona you have to uphold. And where it starts to become a problem, and this kind of gets into why celebrities generally act more immoral or seem more immoral, we'll get to the like attention aspect of it. But one of the aspects that I think is very important to acknowledge is the fact that we reward immoral acts and we reward immoral content because it's entertaining. And the issue with that is the fact that, right, I mentioned from the top, celebrities have grown out of the entertainment sector. Celebrities are very active in the political world. They're very active with social issues. They're very active in influencing our generation with trends, with how we dress, with how we talk. Just go talk to a 10-year-old and see how they talk, see their lingo, and then go watch a YouTuber video and compare, because they're very similar. And it's because celebrities have kind of encroached on all of these areas of life in terms of influence. And so the problem is, right, if we encourage immoral content, which is sort of a natural thing to do, right? All throughout human history, you know, we've kind of gotten our kicks out of whether it's violence or some sort of other immoral act, you know, around substances or sex or something of that regard. We always throughout human history have kind of encouraged that as entertainment. Think back to the Romans in the Colosseum where they put people to fight to the death. And people bought tickets and they actively cheered that on. And it was something that was very entertaining to them. And we have UFC now, which I'm a big fan of UFC. So I maybe am guilty in that regard. But same thing where, you know, we kind of have that bloodlust and that we get our kicks out of that violence, which, you know, maybe is immoral, maybe isn't. Especially in the UFC, there's more of a kind of gray area there. But the point being is that that's our human nature. But we don't have to accept that, and we don't have to push this immoral content agenda. Like, for example, you know, you have these videos now where it's, oh, these two people collabed, and oh, they made out, and yada, yada, yada. To me, that is immoral content. That is immoral content, really encouraging promiscuous relationships and polygamy and things that aren't really fulfilling relationships and are ultimately, if Gen Z and other generations follow down this path of what these influencers are pushing as content, is going to lead to a lot of fractured relationships and a lot less stable households because they think that this is the norm. And it's kind of a lose-lose situation where you can't really assess blame here. If content creators see that, hey, I can make money from immoral content, they're going to keep pushing that content. And if we support that content, it's just a continuous cycle of them pushing that out. So the really onus here is for us to stop encouraging that immoral content and also giving passes when that immoral content kind of exceeds what we're okay with. I think of Logan Paul as an example, how 4 to 5 years ago, I'm not really sure when, he filmed a suicide victim in Japan in a forest. And it kind of, you know, there's a controversy. He released a very low quality apology video and it's been swept under the rug. How many people remember that? Not very many. We gave him a pass and now he gets to, you know, fight Floyd Mayweather. And we gave him a pass for doing something that's very, very immoral. And I think something that we can generally agree is wrong. But because he's a celebrity, because he has this platform, we just kind of move on from it. And that's something we need to see less of. And it's a reason why I'm very supportive of holding celebrities accountable. And whether that's, you know, legally with the justice system or societally with societal consequences, it's one of the positive applications of cancel culture. And we talked about that in our cancel culture episode, is holding celebrities responsible, holding people who have those big platforms responsible for their actions and their words is something that we can agree on, something that we can more actively do, really. Because, you know, for every, you know, Logan Paul example where celebrity did something bad, temporary attention, they apologized, swept under the rug, that cycle, for every example of that, there's like 10 more. And that's kind of the Hollywood cycle, right? Is they push the envelope of immoral content until it kind of breaks over the edge. And they're like, he realized his mistake. He or she realized his mistake. They apologized. It's okay. Let's move on. No. If somebody who has that massive of a following makes a mistake like that, there has to be actual consequences for that so they don't do that stuff again. Because again, to use like influencers like that as an example, they keep pushing the envelope and they're not, you know, discouraged to think, I have this large platform of young people who are very, you know, very malleable and very easily influenced. Maybe I should take a step back and think about how I'm impacting them. Instead of us, you know, holding them accountable and making them think that, we sweep it under the rug so they don't think about that and then they influence us negatively. And that leads to people who think that it's okay to treat others with disrespect. It's okay to, in a public setting, just have this prankster mindset. It's okay to, you know, really dehumanize other people. And a lot of these things that are kind of the structure of a society for us to coexist as human beings in a, you know, cohesive manner. It's that fabric is being kind of tampered with because of the fact that we have all these influencers who do push this envelope of immoral content. And we don't challenge that. We don't say, hey, maybe we should have a better platform. Maybe you should think about what you are publishing and what you are posting and showing these kids before you do it. Now, this isn't to say that this is all celebrities. There's certainly celebrities like Sam Sulek, a lot of gym influencers, some actors. There's like in every field, there's many good examples of people who do this. That's not always the case. And I think we should get to a place in Hollywood and with celebrities where generally we can say, these are people who maybe they still shouldn't be role models, but if you look at them and you idolize them, you're not going to be led astray. But unfortunately, the truth in today's society is you can't say that right now. If your child or your brother or somebody you know idolizes a celebrity, it's more of a cause for concern than something to be really happy with. And the way we change that narrative, again, is challenging this immoral content that is continually being pushed.
Here's the thing about idolizing, right? It's almost like we put these people just simply because they're famous or they have high status, right? Is that they're like more, that they're just worth more than we are as people, which is completely untrue. And I mentioned this before, you know, being in LA, I've met plenty of people that, you know, not on like the, you know, Justin Bieber, Dua Lipa scale of like famous, right? But that they are relatively famous in comparison, and I say famous on social media in comparison to most people. And you meet them in person, they're just like these normal, everyday people. If I hadn't known they had social media, I would have guessed that they were considered, you know, famous, right? And so it's a good thing that you brought up, you know, Sam Sulek, because that is an example of someone who is not abusing their fame and their position of, you know, influence. Because the reason, and there's a reason why Sam Sulek became so influential so quickly, is because he was sort of there was no other YouTuber or influencer like him. Want to know why? Because he's genuine. If you don't know who Sam Sulek is, which I highly doubt is the case because most people do, he is like this gym guy. But unlike all like other influencers, his videos are the same every single day. About 20, 30 minutes of him driving to the gym in the car, talking, giving advice, you know, good 30 minute segment of him lifting and talking and giving advice. And then a good, like, you know, 10, 15, 20 minute segment of him driving home and giving advice. But this whole time, it feels like you are actually talking to this man and that he's like actually connecting with you and giving you advice. There's nothing superficial about it. There is no other persona. And that's exactly why you will never go onto a Sam Sulek comment section and see hate, because it's very hard to dislike someone who is disingenuous. It is very hard, who is ungenuine. It is very hard to like someone who is not a genuine person, right? Point of the story being, when you see a lot of these other influencers, like, and I'm going to call them out, like, this isn't, you know, a direct attack. This is just kind of what we've seen, right? Like Jake Paul, we see There's a lot of publicity stunts simply for, you know, money or just for attention. And for example, the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight, we all know that this is like the biggest publicity stunt of all time. And there is definitely a script to it. There is definitely, you know, everything is very well planned out. This is all not an accident. Anyway, the important point that I'm trying to make is, you never really know now with a lot of modern celebrities what's actually real and what isn't. And that kind of sucks because it wasn't always that way. If you look back at like the Stoics, they were in these, you know, they were well known, but there was nothing that you doubted in your mind because they always spoke what they truly believed in. There was always the truth. They always spoke objectively what their opinions, not objectively. They always spoke what they thought their opinions were and what the truth was. They never tried to be anything different, you know, simply for likes or for approval, because that was not the Stoic way. And now if you have a younger brother and they're like, oh, I really look up to, you know, Yeet, for example. And you're like, well, like, why? And he's like, oh, well, because, you know, that Drake song where he's like, I do whatever I want, I get what. And you're just like, okay, there's no substance behind why we are idolizing these people. That these people rise to fame, I don't even know how. You know, there's nothing special about a lot of the people that rise to fame. And especially with this new TikTok influencer culture, we're seeing a lot of influencers, you know, get into these actor roles or these singing roles. And it's really not what the industry is about. And I'm not saying you cannot sing or you cannot act, you cannot pursue a passion. But we all know that every single person on TikTok is not an avid singer or actor. And so it's sort of like taking over. We're re-revolutionizing the industry, because I was talking to my mom, and this wasn't even that long ago, but the field of music has drastically changed. And the idea of culture behind it, because back then, concerts were like a big deal. And they still are now, but just the culture and the atmosphere in concerts was very different. And music, you know, every musician had something unique, you know, and now it seems like it's all just kind of mixed and there's nothing really standing out. So oftentimes you don't even really know who we're idolizing. We only know that we're idolizing someone simply because of the fact that they are famous, which is kind of this, again, this mindless, you know, idolizing culture that we now have. And there's, if you really look into the messages that a lot of these, and I'll go specifically into the singers, right? If you really look at the lyrics of these songs and you really look into the meaning of what they are saying, it's complete garbage. And there really is nothing behind it. I mean, there's definitely some new artists that have meaningful lyrics, but the majority, and I'm going to call them out, you know, Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion, Yeet, even like there's a lot of these artists who just have lyrics that simply are saying stuff just so it rhymes, just so it sounds good. But if you really look into what they're saying, why would anybody want to idolize somebody like that? It doesn't make any sense. And I hate to be the person to call them out, but I'm also really enjoying calling this out because, like, this is something that we've talked about off camera as well, is we are idolizing some pretty crappy people at the end of the day when you really look into it.
And that's the difference kind of between Sulik and those celebrities. Now, I do want to say My Money Tonka is a bar, so maybe Yeet makes some decent music. The difference here is when you look at Sam Sulik videos, one of the top comments I always see is, "We made the right person famous." And I have no relation to Sam Sulik whatsoever, but just seeing that comment actually makes me feel better. It makes me feel happier that, you know, and I don't know if this is just me, but seeing that comment just like makes me feel happy because, you know, we're acknowledging that this is somebody, the attention and probably the money and everything that Sam Sulik is getting, he deserves it because he's a good human being. How great would that be if we could say that about most celebrities, right? If we look on the news and we see some celebrity news and you're like, you know what, that's an upstanding person. I'm really glad we gave this person this platform and that they're famous. I don't think we can say that about a lot of celebrities. I think Sam Sulik is one of the rare people who we can say that about. I mean, even Arnold has a very checkered past within his personal life to make some people question, you know, whether he deserves the fame or not. So having this kind of pure celebrity is great. And I think we need more of that in society, because when we can kind of unite around people, we get along better as a society. And I think that, you know, it's a kind of small element of that, where the division we see on a wide scale in America also applies to our celebrities. And if we could solve that in celebrities, which is one of the more simpler areas to do it, it will have profound impacts on society. Now, also, you know, one thing I kind of picked up on what you're saying is kind of the merits of these people, of like how good they are at music and how good they are as an actor or an influencer. Whatever. I don't really know how you're good as an influencer, but whatever your talents are. I think it's not a matter of talent. I think it's just a matter of, if you're really good at making music, we should appreciate your music. And that's about all we really should appreciate about you as a person. If you're a good actor, we should appreciate your acting skills and we should appreciate the movies and we should acknowledge that. But once these people kind of scale out, and, you know, you see a lot of actors in Hollywood have these political stances that are kind of hypocritical considering who they work for and, you know, the people they surround themselves with. You know, Epstein, obviously, but it's just one example of these celebrities being really hypocritical. And once we get to that role where we allow them to have these opinions and we give it a lot of merit, or it's like we give them influence on how we think of ourselves. You know, a lot of teenage girls look at the Kardashians or, you know, Kylie Jenner, a lot of these celebrities who are 100% Photoshop and they airbrush everything and they're not a realistic portrayal of what women look like. And it has a lot of negative influence on their body image, which is just, you know, one common example of the true negative impact it's currently having in society. With these celebrities, right, we should value them for their contributions. Now, the Kardashians and Jenners, not really sure what their contribution to society is, so I'm not really sure what we can appreciate about them. I don't know, maybe some people find their family fights entertaining. I, for one, don't. But if you do, you know, that's your choice. I think kind of, if we're applying stoicism to this, it's not like you can't enjoy a person's music, you can't enjoy a person's artwork or their acting skills, you can't go enjoy watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians. You certainly can. How you want to be entertained is up to you. But the reality is that these people feed off your attention. That's how they make their money. So you need to make sure that your attention is going to the right things and going to really morally upstanding people, which is hard to do in Hollywood, but there's certainly a lot of them. I think that's something we need to mention. Like, we're negative of celebrities a lot of the time, and that's because celebrities, I think, are more immoral than moral, if we want to kind of throw celebrities into those buckets. But there's also a lot of good examples of celebrities. I forget his name, but there was an actor who was fired and then didn't get hired for like 2 years in Hollywood because he refused to shoot sex scenes because he loved his wife. That's a very morally upstanding man. And it's something where if we as consumers, who we drive the product, said, hey, we want to support this man, put him in a movie, Hollywood's going to do that because you have a large fan base who's directing that and is going to make them money.
So it was Neil McDonough from Yellowstone, by the way. That's who that was. Yeah.
Yeah. Which Yellowstone's a great show. So, that's just one example, you know, of an actor. And then you have Sulik, and then you have, you know, musicians who struggling to think of a musician who's done a lot of, I mean, Elton John's done a lot of good work. And there's certainly a lot of artists. I just can't think of one off the top of my head who've done a lot of charitable work and are upstanding people. We need to prioritize those people instead of people who are just like, oh, haha, that person's funny, but they're doing really terrible things, which is like the kind of influencer culture. So it's really up to us, because celebrities are a attention-based kind of economy, and it's our attention. So if we as a society can come together and say, we're no longer going to accept this really immoral content that is having a huge negative impact on our children and on younger generations, which I feel like should be a pretty agreeable statement. If we can come to that conclusion, then we can start to push people like Sulik, like Neil McDonough, like these people to platforms that they deserve. And then we can have good role models instead of people who tell us that, you know, you have to look perfectly figured with this airbrush Photoshop effect. You know, substance abuse is okay. If you get a DUI, you can get away with it. All of these things that celebrities have taught us, because it's happened again and again. And continues to happen, happens every day in the celebrity world. Instead of them teaching us that, how about we teach younger generations the value of family, of, you know, remaining loyal to your wife, even if it comes with some sacrifices, being genuine 100% of the time, being helpful, being generous. These are the things we need to prioritize in the society for us to get kind of back to a more respectful, understanding cosmopolis. And celebrities have to be included in that. And right now they can't, because in a highly functioning cosmopolis where we all stand to benefit from each other, we don't benefit from a lot of celebrities right now. Sure, they might be entertaining. Sure, they might be funny. You can get a good laugh out of it. But it's not worth the negative side effects that they bring to a society on a, you know, wide level. And that's what we have to consider. So would you rather have a few laughs while somebody is being negatively influenced and that leads them to make negative choices, which certainly they should be held accountable for that, but also some blame is due to celebrities? Or should we really encourage celebrities who uplift us and make us feel better and are genuine? It seems like an easy choice.
I think too, as well, the thing about celebrities now, and I guess this has sort of always been the case, but Stoicism goes against, you know, being materialistic. And now we see a lot of celebrities who are endorsed by, like, you know, very famous designer brands, right? And they're like, oh, I have these bags and these clothes and these very expensive outfits. And that sort of, you know, leaks over into, you know, modern, or I guess like the not famous part of society, right? They're like, oh, now I want to be materialistic and have all these bags and the stuff that, like, oh my gosh, like Ariana Grande had this Prada alligator shoe and now I really need it. And it's sort of pushing, you know, this new wave of, well, not really new, but it's pushing a wave of, you know, being materialistic, which is something that also isn't good. We're placing less value on morals and more value on things, which is going against the Stoic way. Another thing, and I think it's very interesting about Sam Sulik, and I'll keep bringing him up because he's a great example, but one of the reasons that I think he is able to, you know, consistently upload, right? He uploads once a day, which is actually very impressive for an influencer, especially on YouTube, because he edits all his videos are like in, you know, 30 minutes to an hour long at times. That's impressive to do. And I think one of the reasons it's so easy for him to do it is because he doesn't get tired out of being himself. It's who he is. And that's why it's sustainable. And so if we start, and it ultimately starts with us, okay? Who we make famous. We can't really blame the celebrities in power because we are the people that made them famous in the first place. And it's sort of like, right, like the idea, if you want to shut down a business, the best way to do it is to for everybody to collectively stop buying and purchasing things from that business. It's the exact same thing with celebrities. The best way to not let someone rise to fame, the wrong people rise to fame, is to not make them famous in the first place. We see it's kind of ironic because like having hate comments in a celebrity's a celebrity's Instagram or whatever is ironic because it's like, well, why would you hate them if you're the person who made them famous in the first place? Like, that's kind of your own fault that they're like up here and doing all these things for everybody to see. Now I would like to actually talk about the effects of celebrities on the younger generation now. And I'll list one big example. And we sort of talked about this in our last episode very briefly, but it is the new lingo. And the reason that this is kind of an issue is because you don't really see this with a lot of celebrities. You see this more with the influencer era. And it's just absolute brain rot talk that makes zero sense, has zero value, is doing absolutely nothing for society except for like deteriorating the minds of the youth. And you want an example? There are terms out there, you know, I think... I'm kind of upset that I even know what these are, but there's terms like, you know, looks maxing and Riz and like the whole like NPC Ohio vibes type thing. You're just like, what does that even mean? And I'm like, well, unfortunately, I know what it means, but it's just all these terms now that have absolutely no value that have just taken over, you know, a large part of social media. And it's just garbage. Like there's nothing about, and I know you want to add to this so bad. I know you have something to say about this.
Can you explain, what is NPC Ohio? I've never, what is?
I believe, because an NPC is, right, a non-
Yeah, I know. Right?
And I think the whole thing about Ohio is like, there was this meme, this like thing going around. It's like, oh, this is the most normal thing in Ohio, because apparently Ohio is like a really weird place. And they're like, oh, that's like NPC Ohio. So it's like the most, like, that's like a normal. I really don't know what it means. It's just
I know NBC. I kind of do enjoy the NPC meme. I don't enjoy when, you know, that's like modern day lingo. And I know about Ohio. I didn't know we combined the two. But no, and it goes to the fact that celebrities have taught us that words don't matter ultimately, and that there's not consequences to your actions. That's two lessons that we do not need in society right now. We need to uphold that words matter. And this is not even like actors, Hollywood. It's like politicians as well. Basically, any person in any, you know, role of authority where they get a lot of screen time has kind of taught us that words don't matter. And that's where the accountability factor comes in, is you need to hold these people accountable, because politicians, it's a vote. And, you know, there's a lot about politicians you could get into that we're not going to. But it's a vote, right? And celebrities, it's your attention and where you decide to watch and listen. And in both those scenarios, the people, in theory, hold the power in that. So if we hold the power, then we need to have a directive that we need to teach younger generations that words do matter and that there are consequences that match your actions. If you get a DUI, you should be punished under the law. It shouldn't just be like a slap on the wrist fine and everybody forgets that you did that. But that's kind of where we're at with a lot of celebrities, where they say really terrible things and they just issue an apology video and say, oh, well, that was offensive. Or they do something that's really bad and they issue an apology video. And in both situations, we're just like, oh, you know, they learned their lesson. They're sorry. And it's not okay. It's something where that doesn't promote anything except for us to sweep issues under the rug, which is not something that's going to be a productive lesson to younger generations.
And the thing I want to add as well is, even on like a scale where it's not even like legal matters, like a DUI. I mean, for one, we don't, unfortunately, unlike celebrities, we don't all have money to like rig our court cases and like get through that stuff. So just going to put that out there. That's like a big thing. Anyway, don't want to get canceled. There's a thing also with not even on like a legal scale, you see, you know, influencers pranking people, but it's coming at the expense of like actual well-being, and you're seeing them like not getting, you know, beat up or like punished in any way. And so we're like teaching younger generations, oh, like you can literally go out and do whatever you want and get zero punishment. And that's why you have all these kids starting to grow up, you know, talking back to their parents or just being absolute menaces to society out in public. And it's literally because of what they are consuming and what they are being taught through role models who should not be famous and are not funny and are not respectable in any way. The only reason, and that the thing about entertainment is you don't necessarily need somebody who is to be entertained, right? So that's kind of the dilemma here, is we can be entertained by people who, you know, have zero face value, who are not respectable, who aren't important. They're just simply here for our entertainment. But that's where we kind of have to sit back and realize, well, like what actual effect is this really going to have, especially on, you know, the very young people who are getting exposed to all of this so young. And it's literally going to rewire their brains and influence the way they act, talk, and go throughout their day every single day, you know, until they grow up. And if you really think about it, the reason it's concerning is because that is the generation that we're going to have in, you know, 10, 20 years, is this generation of kids who was raised by these horrible role models. Those are the people that we're going to have, you know, the young voices of our country. That is not who you want voting for your politicians and, you know, making decisions. You do not want people who have the mindset of my actions and my words do not matter, and I can get away with anything because this so-and-so did so on TikTok X amount of years ago. That's not what you want. You want people who know their boundaries. And that's sort of why I'm glad that I was disciplined as a child in many ways, because it teaches you respect and it teaches you what actually is objectively important to uphold in your daily life. And it teaches you what and what not to do. Kids these days have zero filters. You know what I mean? And the thing is, as well, is celebrities often, you know, kind of grow up way too fast. You know, Justin Bieber was made famous when he was like six, like 7 or 8, maybe even younger. I mean, he was young. Michael Jackson, right? That's another great example of someone who grew up way too fast and had a plethora of mental health issues. That is also seeping over into, you know, into our society, is kids are growing up a lot faster. One, because of celebrities, but also because they have the access to it now. And so having access isn't necessarily the problem, but it's what they're having access to that becomes the issue. If they get access, you know, these mindless, you know, purposeless, unrespectable people, that's bad. But if your kid, you know, had access to Sam Sulek at age 5 and that was all he watched, I guarantee the kid's actually going to turn out like not that bad, because Sam upholds morals, maybe not the steroids part, but he definitely upholds, you know, morals as a human being in his videos, and you can see, you know, the genuineness and the respectableness in his character.
Yeah, and I think part of it, you know, you mentioned how you grew up disciplined. I think an aspect of that, and I agree, I think I'm very blessed that I was raised in a household that prioritized discipline. An aspect of that is, and I don't know if this is true for you, but my mom was a holdout in terms of phones. Like, I got a phone very late compared to people my age. Very late in life. And I think that's certainly an aspect of it, is when you grow up and you don't have to rely on a phone. Now, I got it. When did I get a phone? Middle school? Even delaying it until middle school pays dividends in today's society. And what I want to call attention to is it is natural, like you said, you mentioned, it is natural for us. We have to be entertained. A life with zero entertainment is impossible. And we can't sit up here and say that. And so I think contemporary stoicism incorporates that nuance. Like, there has to be a degree of entertainment. And even Seneca writes about it, where he goes to shows, he goes to the Colosseum. But if Seneca, who was kind of, you know, he was wealthy, but he was a regular human being, he was just like you or me. And if he recognizes this, he still goes to the shows. But if he can take time to withdraw into himself and he's not too negatively influenced, which, looking at Seneca's life, maybe there's some arguments that he was influenced too much by these crowds. But he provides the solution, right? He talks about, he goes to these crowds and they make him more immoral and they kind of weaken his convictions and his beliefs, because that's what a crowd does. That's what an event like that does. That's what these influencers are doing. You have to take time to withdraw into yourself. And so the answer is, like, you don't have to cut off all these influencers. You don't have to stop watching Jinxie or I don't know. That's like the only influencer Yeah, I don't watch Jinxie, but like you don't have to stop watching all of these people. You just have to be able to take time to withdraw into yourself, right? You have to not be entertained 24/7. And you also have to delineate who you give your attention to. So that's like, if there was a two-part solution that we're offering to this kind of celebrity crisis where we've reached a very immoral place and that immorality is being applied to our younger generations, which I think is what is occurring with these myriad of negative health effects, whether it's vocab or body image, not knowing how to respect each other, a very wide-ranging negative effects of this situation. How we solve that is we stop saying we have to be entertained 24/7. Oh, we have to, these funny people 24/7. No, there's times where you just kind of have to suck it up. And maybe you don't have to be entertained 24/7. Because if you're watching YouTube videos 24/7 in your free time or content 24/7, even if it is Suluk, it's not a good use of your time. You have to go out and live in the real world. And that's another thing that it's teaching us is we don't have to go out and live in the real world, which is not the reality. So we do that and we say there has to be a balance where being entertained sometimes is fine. You go out and watch a movie, you know, you scroll through your Instagram feed or whatever social media you have for like an hour. That's cool. As kind of at this point, it's human nature. And I think denying people that is not a solution that's going to be very effective. So you have to allow for a little bit of that entertainment. But within that hour or that movie, you have to make a conscious choice of who you're going to support, who you're giving your attention to, and therefore who you're giving your dollars to. Are you going to give it to people who have a history of treating others poorly, using substances, being a terrible role model for people, saying terrible things? Or are you going to give that money and that attention to somebody who deserves it, like a Sam Suluk, or somebody who really prioritizes family? And a good example of this is I've been watching a lot of college basketball this year, and this is just another real-world example, and I really want to bring it up because maybe people aren't going to hear about this. But I'm watching, it's the Big Sky Tournament, which Big Sky is a basketball league. Not a lot of people watching it. And the head coach of Montana is somebody who I think is a really good example of, he's not a celebrity, obviously. Nobody knows who the head coach of Montana basketball is, but this is an example of somebody who's using his platform and position well. And he's prioritizing family. He had a player who had a kid and he let him go in the middle of the season to go take care of the kid and said, don't come back until you're sure that kid's okay. So not just, you know, go witness the birth of your child, but go take care of him as well. And then he always lets his assistant coaching staff, if they have to go take their kid to a recital or a play or something, the kid always comes first over the basketball program. That's an example of somebody who is using their position very well. And it's an example of somebody who we need to encourage others to be like. And the way we do that is we support that person. Now, you know, Montana basketball program, supporting him, his job is dependent on how well he does as a coach. So we can't really do that. But with celebrities, that's not the case. With politicians, that's not the case. It's in your control on what you see on your feed, what we see on our feeds, what society gets influenced by. It's up to us. And are we going to continue down this trend where this content kind of gets more devolved and more dehumanized to the point where it's unrecognizable, really, in 50 years? I can't imagine what the influencer culture would be like if we continue down this path. Or are we going to course correct and return to celebrities who, you know, they're not always going to be moral? And this is an element we can mention last, but there, you know, there's certainly going to be still some immoral acts. But we can course correct to a place where these at least seem like regular human beings we've made famous. They at least seem like regular people who aren't weird, aren't terrible people, and aren't terrible influences. If we can get to a point where it's kind of lukewarm, and we can also curtail their influence on areas that isn't entertainment, then I think we can get to a healthy place with celebrities, which is not really, I think, a narrative that is pushed too much. But we don't need to hate celebrities. We don't need to love celebrities. We just need to get to a place where they're in their proper role, which is entertainment and, sure, at times a little bit of influence.
Yeah. And I think my last point about celebrities, one, I think you're right. I don't want to, you know, diss on the celebrity culture at all, but I also don't think we should, you know, idolize it as heavily as we do. And we also, like you were saying, we do not need to be entertained 24/7. The Stoics were not against entertainment. They were not against pleasure as a whole. But what they were all about was everything in moderation. Everything is very controlled. Everything is very intentional. So, like you said, you could be watching Sam Suluk 24 hours a day. Doesn't matter how great of a person he is. That's not good for you. Being entertained 24 hours a day, that's bad. It's a very bad thing, objectively, according to the Stoics. Last thing, really, really look at who you're supporting. when it comes to how hypocritical they are. Because what you don't want to do is support somebody who preaches one thing and then when nobody is watching, goes and does another. Hot take, great example, very recent, Taylor Swift, one of the most well-known climate activists in a celebrity role. That's a great cause to support. However, takes 13-minute private jet flights. Doesn't take an expert to understand that carbon emissions from planes and private jets are the number one contributor, you know, to the carbon in the atmosphere. So the hypocrisy is sort of, you know, it's hilarious, right? And also, right, you see, you know, the big climate change meetings that are held in other countries, and you're like, all these officials, you know, who are in support of this desperate need to save the climate. And then they take, you know, fleets of private jets to get to these meetings. And you're like, well, they clearly can't be that concerned about it, right? Or maybe they are. They just, you know, we should be concerned about it as long as I still get to be comfortable and fly private. So really look at who you're idolizing is the point. And really ask yourself, I mean, are they a hypocrite? Do they really believe in what they preach? Are they really standing behind that with full force? Not saying you have to be perfect. There is no such thing as a perfect celebrity. Sam Sulik is not perfect. Arnold Schwarzenegger is not perfect. Seneca and Marcus Aurelius were not perfect. But you want somebody who's consistent at the very least and at least honest. So even if they do make a mistake, they do not end up getting a Travis Scott apology video. And if any of you know anything about the Travis Scott apology video, you know that that was probably the most ingenuous apology video of all time. And it's stuff like that, that when a mistake is made, there's a genuine apology and then a change of action that follows. That's how we know that, no offense, Travis Scott, that you weren't being, you know, honest, was because it happened again. More and more people were getting hurt at the concerts, right? So clearly nothing that big changed. He, sorry for, you know, the time being, and then not sorry again. You're going to advocate for climate change, maybe don't take a private jet everywhere you go, you know, right? Just going to say that. So look at who you're idolizing and don't hate celebrities if you are the person that made them famous. But you have to realize that we are in power. The people do have the power if we think smartly, right? We have the power of who we choose to make famous. So we cannot complain that these, you know, terrible rappers or these terrible musicians or actors are famous when we are the people that put them in that position in the first place. And when it comes to respect and values, it is rare to find a celebrity nowadays that we can say, wow, they're an amazing person, you know, outside of being an actor or a musician. That is tough because we don't actually know a lot about the personalities of these people now. It's very shallow, right? We don't really know who these people are. We only know who they're pretending to be. Or who they're, you know, the stage name, the only what the public eye can see is sort of the picture that we have painted of these people. So the people that you want to put in the celebrity positions, you have to make sure that they are people of substance, people of true character, and who show that character out not only in the field that they're in, but as just a person in the normal world as well.
Yep. And part of that as well, I think, you know, we share the blame, and part of that is the element we haven't mentioned with celebrities yet is the constant attention. And this is where, you know, I feel very sympathetic towards celebrities. We mentioned, you know, from the start, fame, inherently bad, the lack of privacy. And we have to realize that if our lives were picked apart 24/7, there would be some unsavory details that get leaked about us too, that would not put us in a flattering light. Us too, you know. If a camera followed us around 24/7, now maybe we're not going to, you know, abuse substances or do a lot of the things that happen in Hollywood, but there's going to be some things we do that we're like, yeah, you know, maybe don't tell the world about that. Maybe we don't want the world to know about that. And celebrities don't get that option. So the important thing, everything still stands, right? We need to hold them accountable, but we can't be really hypocritical. You just mentioned hypocrisy. We can't be hypocritical ourselves, right? If, you know, we're criticizing a celebrity for something, we have to remember that we have to be strict with ourselves and tolerant with others, right? We have to imagine, right, do I have this quality? And that's something we have to consider. And most of the time, you know, I mean, maybe you don't have the qualities that the celebrities have, but if it's something you're criticizing them for and you have that quality, that's not really valid. And we have to realize that is that not every celebrity criticism is valid. You know, when they have a legal, like a crime, valid. When they have something that's really, really crappy and really dehumanizes somebody or causes harm to somebody else, valid to criticize them. But when it's something like these tabloids pick up and they're like, oh my gosh, you know, they're dating this person who, you know, is unsavory for these reasons, or, you know, like, oh, PDA, gross. Like, we have to consider we do the same thing as regular human beings. So if we do these same unsavory things, let's work to fix them in ourselves before we go out and criticize celebrities for that. And not, you know, again, that may seem like a contrasting message, but it all just requires a little bit of wisdom. A little bit of wisdom and a little bit of direction, and society will go a long way. And in that regard with celebrities, we close today's episode by saying, you know, be strict with yourself and tolerant with these celebrities, but hold them accountable and make sure that you want it, you, in your feed, you see who you think should be there, who you think deserves it. Not these immoral celebrities who are teaching us very bad lessons that are ruining society, but instead good celebrities, which we've given quite a few examples of. These celebrities are the ones that need to be prioritized. And with a little bit of wisdom, a little bit of direction, we can do that. We can kind of turn in the celebrity sphere around to a place where we can coexist with them and they help us at a societal level. That being said, this has been this week's episode of the Gen Z Stoic Podcast. We have a lot of exciting updates coming soon. You'll be sure to see those. So if you've listened up until this point, stay tuned for some big developments, some new episode formats. And I've been your co-host, Ren.
And I've been your co-host, Mateo. Thank you for listening. And like Ren said, lots of updates, a lot of new things that are going to come to fruition very soon. So please stay tuned. And you know, with that, we will see you guys next week. And be sure to follow us on Rumble if you haven't already, because we are also on, besides YouTube, on Rumble, which is like YouTube, but a little bit better, a little bit less filtered. Same episodes, but you're more likely to get like a more, you know, better audio. Anyways, follow us on Rumble. That'd be really cool. And with that, thank you guys for listening, and we will see you next week.